Hi there, I'm Peter Upfold, and welcome to this video tutorial from Fossware.com. This video is about Record My Desktop, which ironically enough is a program for capturing video of your screen, which is exactly what I'm doing now. I'm not going to go into too much detail. What I want to do with this is give you a brief taster and show you how to use both the command line version and the graphical version of Record My Desktop. We'll start with the command line version. So I've opened up my terminal here, and to record my screen, I simply go Record My Desktop, dash width 640, dash height 480. As soon as I press enter, it will start recording this top left portion of the screen. Any applications I open, any actions I perform, and anything I do will be captured in that video file. Now notice that we've got an error here. That's because I'm already recording with Record My Desktop already, so I can't record again and have the sound work. So for the purposes of this demo, I'll turn off the sound by running the same command again, with dash dash no dash sound. When I press enter, the capturing begins, and now everything I'm doing is being recorded. So I can scroll around in this Firefox window, follow this link, and everything I'm doing will be dumped into that video file. So I'll scroll about a little bit more, and then head back to the homepage. Now, I head back to the terminal and press Ctrl-C. You'll notice now it's encoding the video. This takes a few moments. The longer your screencast, obviously the longer it's going to take. And now we have an OGTHI or a video file waiting in this folder that we can watch. If we list that folder, you can see there it is, out.og. That's the default file name. That file is ready to be shared with any other Linux users, as almost all Linux distributions can play OGTHI, or you can use another program to convert it into another format if you want. The next thing I'm going to show you is how to use the graphical tool, specifically the GTK graphical tool. So I'll launch it by pressing Alt F2 and typing GTK-RecordMyDesktop. You'll see here the interface is really quite simple. I can drag in this preview of my screen to select the area for capture. You'll notice that when I release the mouse, a black outline appears where the capture is going to be. Or I can click Select Window and choose any of the windows on my desktop to record just that window. Again, I'll click record. Now you'll notice, again, we're having problems because I forgot to turn off the sound. It will refuse to record it because I'm already recording the sound. So if I turn off that sound there, and then click record, we're now capturing. You can't see it in the screencast, but in the bottom right hand corner of the screen, I've got a little stop button that shows me I'm recording, and when I click it, it will stop. So I've done a couple of actions there, and now when I click that stop button, the encoding process starts in the graphical window. It's exactly the same concept, just done in a bit more friendly way. So now I can quit that file, and if I go into my home folder, I've got out.og again, which I can do anything I want with. Before I finish, I want to mention a great, more detailed tutorial on Record My Desktop and GTK Record My Desktop. It's called An Introduction to Screencasting in Linux, and it's by HeathenX. You'll find a link to it in the accompanying Fossware post for this video. I highly recommend it, and I want to say thanks to HeathenX because he helped me out getting my Fossware video setup working. That's pretty much it for this video companion. I hope you'll check out Fossware.com for more details on Record My Desktop. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.